Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I don't understand baseball. I don't know. And the thing is, I love to wear Yankees hat. The problem is, whenever some baseball fan sees me with my hat on, he wants to engage me in conversation. I don't even know the team. I don't even know the players' names and the rules. I don't even know. But I found a little trick. Whenever they're like, "So, what's going to happen tonight?" I'm like, "Don't get me started."
Gad Elmaleh on the Adam Carolla Show.
Welcome back, Gad.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
American Dreams, the name of the Netflix special. It's available now on Netflix. And also standing up, doing stand-up comedy, coming up tomorrow, as you hear this, in Las Vegas at the Comedy Cellar. And Irvine Improv, June 15th through the 17th. Good to see you again, my friend.
Thank you.
You were selling out major venues, stadiums, and big theaters and big venues in Europe, and now you came over here to slum it.
Why?
Well, because you'd conquered everything there was to conquer.
Not everything. That's funny. I was doing a show a few days ago in San Jose, and there were some French people and Americans, and both of them were like, "What is he doing here?" Like, French were like, "This is a small venue. You're performing here, and why?" And Americans were like, "Who the hell is this guy?"
Right.
So I, you know, it's really interesting, challenging, trying to conquer, conquer. I got it. Mm-hmm. Conquer a new. I don't know. It's a challenge. I love that. And earning those laughs with Americans is so. I love showing up in a club where they don't know me. They butcher my name, like you almost did, but you made it. No, you made it. I was very proud and happy of that. And then I have to earn those laughs. It's not easy.
I agree. Versus just being born on third base, like I was. We're going to do a French edition of What Can Adam Complain About. I don't even know how this is going to work, but this is, I think, well, it's going to be a French edition of What Can.
Yeah.
This is me attempting to complain about everything. I want to thank for this half of the show, Books. You can go to Books.com, enter Adam, get 15% off. I'll tell you more about that. And Tommy John, I got good things to say about both these guys. TommyJohn.com/Adam, get you 20% off your first order. So is Gad going to conduct this?
Yeah, he has a few topics prepared.
I'm conducting this.
You're conducting.
I've never conducted anything in America.
Well, it's
my first conducting situation.
Enjoy the wine.
Mazel tov.
Yes.
Stuff. The world is full of it. And one man can complain about it all. This is What Can't Adam Complain About?
Okay. All right.
Are we ready?
Sure.
Yes.
All right. What's the first thing?
The Opéra de Paris Ballet Dance Company.
Oh, beautiful.
First off, all right, let me say this. There should be no such thing as a cod piece.
What?
There's just the junk you were born with. I feel like the way that many of these guys were drawn into ballet, there were in many males, is the idea is that they get a something called, it's basically you take a wooden salad bowl and shove it in your shorts before you hit the stage. What guy wouldn't sign up for that?
Instant bulge.
Yes, it's all the best. Now look, you can do all the pirouettes and pliés and whatever else you're doing you want and get those nice defined calves and the thighs.
Sure.
And by the way, no, and you women with your, oh, there's no more attractive. It's so attractive to see those men. That's right up there with the lie of, oh, best feature on man, sense of humor. BS. Most of those dudes are gay. They're stuffing their shorts with that that cod piece.
Salad
which
bowl.
It's again. And listen, here's the deal with the cod piece. I want to be in charge of cod piece distribution. I need to weigh your junk. Or you know what? Let's not be weird. I'll do a water displacement test on it. We'll see what the volume is. And then you will get an appropriate size cod piece. It's not all just XL.
That's the not weird. That's this the not weird version. Is the water displacement? That's the not weird.
Well, it'd be
version.
Weird if I just did the. Yeah. It feels like a palm to
I don't agree. I don't agree. It's okay. I know it's the game, but I cannot agree. And I want to send this message to the company of Opéra de Paris. This is a scandal. Now, what we're hearing now?
Oh, there's a scandal. Oh, also, a thing that I don't like. Oh, there's no such thing. There's, you know, I'll tell you how a bad show. I'll tell you how a show's bad. The show is bad. Here's why the ballet's bad. Here's why the opera's bad. Because if someone has to stand next to you and go, okay, so what she's saying right now is that she's upset because the she's mourning the what's going on? If you had to go to a movie where someone just sat next to you and explained to you every 10 seconds what was really going on because you were dumbfounded.
That's my favorite part because I think it would be a great bit.
Me explaining to people what's going on,
no,
or are you explaining,
me explaining
to me?
Me taking this bit and trying to explain it.
Here's the thing about the cod piece. Your junk must make contact with at least 80% of the cod piece. Okay. Otherwise, okay. It's too big and you've oversized your cod.
Wow!
That's a virile
We're looking at a picture
no, that's
of a
not
guy
real.
Out
Come
there.
On.
Sure it is.
All right. What's next?
Hey, man, you keep this up.
Okay,
you're not
okay, next.
Stuff.
Let's do it. Opera. French bread. French bread. Come on.
If you
can complain about that, there's going to be a revolution over there. There's going to be something going on the news tonight.
Yeah, all right.
In Paris. They're going to walk with your name on signs.
I will easily tackle this. Look, French bread tastes delicious. Everyone likes it. At some point, somebody decided there was something called French bread pizza, which pizza doesn't really exist, and ruined pizza and ruined most of my childhood because I ate this stuff was like gold when you're like, who's got some Stouffer's French bread? It's French bread. Okay, listen, for a group of people who in the phallus department goes uncut, nobody pushes through a bag like a baguette. Maybe that's why they call it a baguette. I get it. You got French bread. I'm jealous.
We can all see.
Oh, you're riding your bicycle. You're so responsible. And you know what? I like French bread so big, I can't buy a bag that'll hold it. That just the tip, baby. Again, why don't you treat it like you treat your penises? Get that bag up over the end there. Why is it poking through there? Again, look at me. Guess who has such a life? I'm going to the bakery on my bicycle with a basket on it. I'm getting it fresh. And then I'm going, you have fun in your cubicle dying or online looking at your pornography. I'm riding my bicycle to get a bread that the world must know about. I buy a goddamn loaf of bread. I walk out in shame with this thing under my arm and in my windbreaker. And I sit in the car quietly and I eat it and I weep openly. But not you. Look, world. Look at me, world. I've ordered this. Nobody ever does that with a can of tuna. No, you hide at the bottom in shame with the garbanzo beans, but the French bread, I can't be contained by a bag. There's no bag big enough. Look, they have bags to carry pool cues and banjos
and surfboards and
skis and everything else. Somebody come up the baguette bag and stop bragging on yourself. We get it. You're thin and you can eat bread.
And it cuts the roof of your mouth.
Yes.
I have to ask you a question. Have you done this bit before?
No.
The first time? How's it going?
Never.
Should we do it again?
Okay. We want to work.
Oh, you mean the baguette bit?
The baguette bag
specifically.
Specifically.
Never brought it up.
Never.
Oh, that old discussed. That old baguette bit of yours.
Yeah. Okay. Can you? There's next. Okay. Are you ready?
Please.
Okay.
I appreciate that. I'm flattered that you think it may be a bit.
Yeah, it's a bit. It's a great bit, especially for the bag.
Yeah.
It's it's a half condom. It's weird. It's
but again, for folks that like the skin up over the top, you guys like it the other
like
way around.
And I like your vision of French people going with a bicycle, as if we were all
some of you ride mopeds,
bicycle in streets in Paris. It's okay. That's so American of you, and I can take it. I have no problem.
It's not like
I have many opportunities to go on podcasts and in America. They say Adam Carolla is the biggest. Go.
Well, it's the kind of baguette riff you just heard that keeps me number one.
Listen to the music.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Let me tell you, as a culture, there's worse things that could be hung on you rather than likes to ride bikes. Yeah. You know what
and
I mean?
The
there's genocide.
Hat.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's terrorism. Yeah. There's ethnic cleansing. You know what, there's female genital mutilation. Yeah. Like, I'd take riding a bike over almost any of that.
You won that.
No one ever says, these guys are responsible for genocide in Rwanda. Well, those guys ride Schwinn's. So we're even.
Yeah.
Okay, next. Women's elegance
that
in
wasn't
Paris.
Prepared bit. Oh, sorry. No. Women's elegance
in Paris.
In
Vogue
Paris.
And all those beautiful
Paris.
Women.
Yes, yeah, just the way they dress.
The way they dress. The way they behave. The way they flirt with you. And they're not shocked because you just say, you're beautiful. Mm-hmm. And they don't sue you because you send flowers.
They smoke in public.
Oh, so sad.
They smoke a cigarette and they have white wine and flirting with you on the terrace.
Gloves up their elbows.
On the bicycle.
I believe that fashion, as far as women's fashion went, at some point, by the way, I love men's fashion. I love the idea that they're men designers that are going, here's what I'm going to do. And then it's the exact suit you can see a President McKinley in 1927 or whatever the hell it is. It's like, you've not reinvented anything at all. Yeah. All men do is they go, they have a big meeting every year and they go, you think we should make ties fatter or thinner? And they go, I don't know, what were we 5 years ago? I'm like, we're kind of thin. Okay, let's go fat.
Yeah, same thing. Double breasted or single breasted? What was it 5 years ago? Let's go the other way.
There's no reason for any male designer to even go to work tomorrow morning because it's all been done and it's all exactly the same. It just toggles back and forth about 25 or 30 years. And then we make fun of it from 25 years ago and then it comes back again and no one says boo. Now, the women's stuff, they keep going, but this ain't breakfast in Tiffany's anymore. They've gone nuts. They've gone insane to the point where anytime I've ever seen a fashion show, it's always like, oh, come on.
But that's
who
extreme.
Would wear
you're
that aquarium
about,
on their head?
I know, but you're talking about a specific event, crazy fashion show. I'm talking about the everyday elegance, the way of life. She wakes up and she's just elegant. She's
I don't like it. It sends me in my sweatpants into a shame spot. I also feel sorry for all the super fat chicks like Amy Schumer who have to go there. You know, the morbidly obese, rotund ones, the ones that need the add a leaf to the seatbelt when they fly over. All those women have to sit in shame, in silent shame, eating their baguette.
Riding a bicycle.
And weeping into their authentic champagne. Not sparkling wine.
Not sparkling wine.
Not sparkling wine, but champagne is licensed. Thank you. All right, I'm done. I grew weary.
What can't Adam complain about?
I'm growing wearier. Ooh, speaking of French sounding, Books. Oh. Books.com.
Okay.
Mother's Day is coming up, and you want to get some flowers. I got to tell you, man, these things are awesome. I told you, one of the first moves I've ever done in my life where I went, I have money. Why can't I enjoy my life a little better? I ordered the Books weekly delivery. Yeah. And the stuff, I actually ordered it bi-monthly because the Books last like 2 weeks plus. The ones we got already, it's been 2 weeks. So why not? Moms don't want the online sweatshop flowers that wilt in 2 days. No, Books are fresh cut from farms and delivered straight to your mom. So, they last for weeks. The farms are located on the side of a volcano and produce flowers so gorgeous. Mom will post the pics of them. Books is where you go, and they cut out the middleman, so the price is absolutely amazing. And again, these guys are sponsors, but I paid full freight. I just signed up and got the bi-monthly delivery.
Because you're worth it.
Because I'm worth it, L'Oreal. So, you order today, get the extra 15% off when you enter Adam at BOUQS.com. That's enter Adam and save the 15%. Tell me if you don't love this product. All right. We should take a quick break. We'll come back with Gad and do the news right after this. Hey, it's Adam Carolla. You may know him from putting his body on the line in Jackass, but now Johnny Knoxville is bringing you the wildest stories from the bravest folks he knows on his newest podcast, Pretty Sure I Can Fly. With his co-host, Elna Baker, They have incredible firsthand accounts from folks who surfed 100-foot waves, ride 600 miles per hour in a rocket sled, and wrestle crocodiles just for fun. They've been talking with brave souls who throw caution to the wind and push the boundaries of what humans are capable of. Or, as Johnny would say, they're talking to people who have more balls than a bowling alley. I'm pretty sure I can fly. Johnny and Elna bring you personal stories from unsung heroes that are part comedy, part adrenaline, and all heart. These are the inspirational hold my beer stories that will make you want to grab the bull by the horns, literally and figuratively. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly right now, early and free, right now on Wondery Plus.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Eat news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Well, Hawaii's Kilauea volcano eruption has destroyed more than 30 homes and shows no sign of letting up. I'm going to show you some video while I talk about
That's mad.
Hot love it.
Lava. The number of homes destroyed by lava shooting out of openings in the ground created by Hawaii's volcano has climbed at least 30.
Lava's it looks like bad special effects.
Yeah, it does.
This color is real in the
back? It's real. It's shooting about 200 feet in the air.
It looks Sharknado-ish.
Some of more than
it
seven.
Does. Look at that.
It does. It just looks like weird special effects.
Yeah. Some of the more than 1,700 people who evacuated prepare for the possibility they might not be returning home for a while. Kilauea has been continuously erupting since 1983. It's one of the world's most active volcanoes.
You could see. So if this happened, you know, 500 years ago or 1,000 years ago, you could kind of understand the natives being like, God is
the gods.
At us.
Yeah, gods
the
are
earth
angry.
Is bleeding. Like the God is clearly angry at us.
Look at that.
Yeah. There is, I gotta tell you,
that's hell, yeah.
Do you think there's gotta be, like, a guy like Richard Branson has to think this only happens, you know, it's not gonna happen again in my lifetime, and I have all the money I need. Mm-hmm. I should get some peyote in a helicopter and wait till it gets dark and just have the time of my life.
I have a house out there, why not?
Yeah.
That's what he's thinking.
Yeah, it's crazy, but again, in our world of insanely manufactured problems, some insane, as aforementioned, you know, we have your ethnic cleansing mm-hmm. problems, and then we have your not really Amy Schumer's made a movie problem, mm-hmm. but it's not really a problem. Mm-hmm. I love a real problem.
A
this is real.
Majeure.
I just love it.
Has anyone died?
They didn't report that anyone's died.
Good. I don't want to laugh about
it. Yeah. I mean, but I've never been to Hawaii, and I've never seen an active volcano.
That's why
and
I was waiting to comment.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was waiting to see if it's very, you know.
Well, people are being displaced, but so far
it's still look. If you're going to go, that's the way. Consumed by lava. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's how. You know, every other story is like, what happened? Well, he had a heart condition. Well, he was born with a heart condition, but that went undiagnosed, and then of course the drinking didn't help. And that's how everyone else goes. Wouldn't you rather just go swallowed by lava?
By earth? That's right.
Look at
that's
it
right.
pouring under the
immolated
street.
By earth's blood.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Well, we all know now that the Kentucky Derby was over the weekend. And unfortunately, Bolt d'Oro and Magnum Moon did not do so well, 12th and 19th. But a Texas woman reaped $1.2 million on an $18 bet on a series of Kentucky Derby day races. I'll break it down for you. So,
Hold on.
$18.
And she made $1.2 million. So she could have made another $150,000 if she just put $20 down. Like, yeah. I mean, that's my spin on this. Wow. If I'm the husband, who wants to give her an eating disorder. I mean, who doesn't just throw a 20 down?
It's like jujitsu.
Yeah.
I won $1.2 million. It could have been more.
Yeah.
Well, for $2 more, we could have got another $125,000.
Could have got three cars.
Yes.
Well, an Austin woman who did not want to be identified made a pick five wager at the Retama Park Racetrack in Salem, Texas on Saturday. Not only did she pick Justify to win the Derby, she selected the winners of all four races leading up to the main event. And here's the last 30 seconds of the big race.
$18? Like
$18.
Again, wow. She can go take this, she can take it how she wants, but it's like, when's the last time, Brian, you've bet less than $20 on like a sporting event?
I can't. It's never happened.
It wouldn't make sense to me to bet less than $20. It wouldn't make sense to me to bet less than $100 on a game or something. I get this is a lot of picking going on.
I was
going
to say the only justification is that she has to pick all five races, so it's like, you know, a 5-team parlay. Like,
do you think she gave $18 because she had $18 to her name? Do you think she put down $20 and went, I'd like $2 back, please?
I think it's whatever she had in her pocket.
She bet $15 and found an extra 3 singles in the bottom of her purse. Yeah.
You'd like to think that.
Sure would. So here's the very end of the very exciting Kentucky Derby.
Bulldogs in second place at this point.
Yeah. Pull away from the others.
So sad.
And they're into the stretch. And it's just Defiant. Mike Smith turning for home in front. Good Magic and Jose Ortiz a link behind as they come into the final furlong. Bravazos down the center of the track. And then Audible on the inside, who's now up in a third. Justify a 2-length lead as they come to the final 16th. Good Magic on the outside is second. Audible third toward the inside. Then it's still Regard. They're coming to the wire. He's just awesome. Justify has won the Kentucky
Wow, that
Derby.
Was a very close second place. That's really hard to tell. I got to say this. I'm just doing some horse math here. But if I'm the horse and I'm in third place and you're beating the crap out of me with the riding crop and I look ahead and I see the guy in second place also getting the crap beat out of him and then the guy leading the race is also getting doubled down with the crop and the ribs, I'm going to lose some incentive.
Yeah, what's the upside?
Like, I get the part where I'm in third.
You can't hit me harder.
And you're beating on me now so I can go there. Right. But guess who's getting beat pretty bad?
The winner.
That guy. Yeah, that guy's getting pretty bad, too.
Yeah, first place horse isn't getting like gently massaged. Like, oh, good job, buddy. Keep it up.
Yeah.
There should be a rule where the guy in first cannot go to the crop to offer incentive to all. He should just get sugar cubes fed to him.
That's right.
As fast as can. I know those guys have short arms, but they can get a lean.
Nice scratch behind the ears. Nice scratch behind the ears.
I would love to see if you said, once we get to, let's say, the halfway point of the race, no crop for the guy in the lead.
It's the crop drop. You got to drop the crop.
Crop drop.
That's right.
Crop drop, like they do with the mic. The crop drop. And we see if the front horse goes any slower.
Yeah.
But we also see if the ones behind it have a little incentive to feel
moving.
The sting of the crop.
Yeah, yeah. Finally. Free of this crop.
I'd be down with this.
All right.
Who came in second? That was the closest.
Was it Audible? Good Magic. And then Audible third.
God, that was so close for second.
I love the names. Their names are
Brian, I was thinking about you when I looked at the order because we did a little, if it's good for the Wang, it's good for the Stang. How did Free Drop Billy not make it into the
as a
contestant?
Is that a good name for
a penis? Seems like it. Underwearless, going commando, free drop it.
Here comes Free Drop Billy.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good
name.
I don't know. Feels like a free ballin'.
It's no bolt to order.
All right. Well, SNL got a lot of buzz over the weekend after Stormy Daniels appeared in the cold open. So this was the plot. With the FBI listening in, Michael Cohen, played by Ben Stiller, fields calls from Donald Trump, of course, played by Alec Baldwin, Rudy Giuliani, played by Kate McKinnon, Melania Trump, played by Cecily Strong, Ivanka Trump, played by Scarlett Johansson, and Jared Kushner, played by Jimmy Fallon, and of course, Stormy Daniels as herself. Here's the last minute. This is just between Stormy and Trump. The actual Stormy, the fake Trump.
So what up, girl?
Hello, Donald.
Come on, Stormy, stop making such a big deal about this. Everyone knows it's just an act.
I work in adult films. We're not really known for our acting.
No,
just tell me, what do you need for this to all go away?
A resignation?
Yeah, right. Being president is like doing porn. Once you do it, it's hard to do anything else. Besides, my poll numbers are finally up. And speaking of polls being up. Oh, come on, we'll always have Shark Week. I solve North and South Korea. Why can't I solve us?
Sorry, Donald. It's too late for that. I know you don't believe in climate change, but a storm's a coming, baby.
I've never been so scared and so horny at the same time. And live from New York,
it's Saturday night.
So funny on the heels of the whole Rob Schneider. It's probably the worst one ever. Woo, we devolved. I don't care. We're all going to hell. What do they think in France about us and Trump and our insanity of late.
Ironically, the same as you. They think the same. But it was so funny. I was watching now this clip of SNL. You know, we did SNL in France, and we kind of did a remake. Mm. And the funny thing about it, it was aired on a Thursday.
Oh, really?
And it keeps, and the name is Saturday Night
Live. No, I feel that way whenever I see, like, the Bank of Washington, and I'm in Encino or something. I'm like, it's this guy. I get how it started, but it
Bank
seems weird.
Bank of Canada in, And yeah, I feel that way.
You know what the worst name for a bank ever? You got to look this sign up. Do you guys remember on Beverly Boulevard, right in the middle of Beverly Hills, like right off of Wilshire, there was a bank called the Discount Bank of Israel.
What?
Really?
I swear to God. It was the craziest. Like, I remember just being 19 and riding past my motorcycle going,
Discount Bank of Israel.
Yes, by the way, they went out of business.
I was going to say.
It's a weird name, and it feels like...
It suggests some, cliched stereotypes of the...
Chris will find a picture of this place.
Well, they call themselves the IDB Bank now, Israel Discount Bank.
There it is.
It was the...
That's all that's on the internet now.
It was the Israel... You'll find a picture on Beverly from, like, you know, Beverly and Wilshire or something, like from the, you know, 80s or something, the Discount Bank
of
Israel.
As a Jew, I'm offended by the name Discount Bank of Israel.
Yeah.
It's not cool.
By the way... You had us at Israel as far as the discount goes. Tommy John celebrating 10 years of excellence. Over 5 million pairs sold. More than 500,000 guys like me happy that they made the switch to Tommy John. I'm wearing them now. Everyone here wears them. They are the best. Tom Patterson was a normal guy, frustrated by the fit and feel of his underwear, and he did something about it. That's right. Proprietary fabrics, innovative designs, legs never ride up, waistbands never roll down, impossible to get a wedgie. You guys notice when you turn on the TV, the big guys are now copying Tommy John. Mm. See the other brands and stuff that have been around sort of status quo for a million years. Now they all seem to be doing the Tommy John dance. These guys are the original. Plus, time-saving, horizontal, quick-draw fly. It's life-changing. All backed by the best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. Tommy John, no adjustment needed. Dawson?
Hurry to TommyJohn.com/Adam and get 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/Adam.
Now, I remember it, Max Zapata, as the Discount Bank of Israel, but maybe it was the Israel Discount Bank, or maybe they just did their letters around and sounded a little DB.
Yeah, we'll put the logo up, so we'll see if it looks familiar.
Yeah. It was a big building. All right, sorry. Where were we?
Very curious. There it is. I don't like it.
Israel Discount Bank.
Bad branding.
Doesn't it look like a bank logo?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, Max Zapata.
Looks like an ironic t-shirt brand.
Homework from last week, which I don't think followed up with, which is I wanted the Bart. I wanted the BART station with all the homeless junkies flopped out everywhere and the signs. You can see the signs on the footage of it. If you stop the footage, you'll see a sign that says, like, eat happy or something, something stupid, something super ironic. Please write things down. Thank you. Here we go.
DJ Khaled back in the news for saying that he doesn't perform oral sex, and the internet went crazy. The producer said in a 2015 interview that resurfaced with The Breakfast Club that, quote, a woman should praise the man who is the king.
Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, that resurfaced?
Well, yes, from 2015.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm with Brian on this. This newly uncovered footage of Kimmel on The Man Show. Like, it aired. It aired. It aired and was quite popular.
Yeah.
That's not uncovered.
People wanted to remind you.
Anything.
Yeah. It was sold as a box set or for many years in syndication.
It's like if I belch up some chili and go, newly uncovered chili flavor. Like, nah, I already ate it. I just belched it. That's all right.
Well, when asked if he meant...
Unearthed.
When asked if he meant he wouldn't perform oral sex on women, he was adamant that he'd never do it. Here's a clip from the interview real quick.
I used to not like this
now
guy.
Now you love him.
You say like, you don't go down.
Nah, never.
All of that to say you don't go down? Come on.
You don't eat the box?
Come on, Khaled.
Oh,
you eat no food,
I thought that's what Hold You Down was about.
Nah, well, I don't. You know what I'm saying?
Like, never in life? Or did you try it and didn't like the taste?
I don't do that. I don't do that. I don't.
Not even like for her birthday?
Nah. Listen,
Christmas?
She gave his daughter out of that work. My work is great. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do my thing.
So now if she told you she don't do that, is that okay?
It's not okay.
Now, he went on to say there's different rules for men.
Hold on.
The king. Yeah.
No, wait. Gad should understand.
No, but wait.
I don't know if this has made it to France. Nobody receives better than me. I'm not that good at it.
Guys,
but nobody receives. And that's internationally. So you bring that back to France. Tell them I'll take on all challengers.
Listen, the most shocking thing in this video, and nobody will talk about it, is the little comment from the woman who says, not even on her birthday.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to say anything.
Yeah,
but
you're right.
This is terrible to say that.
Why?
What do you mean? What does she mean by, not even on her birthday?
Special occasion.
Yeah, like, what, she deserves it on the birthday? Now you give her for the birthday?
Yeah.
This is more disrespectful than anything.
I like this guy.
No, I mean, come on. Oh, not for her birthday? You don't give her sex? What is that?
Sounds like a valid point to me.
No, I mean...
Yeah, well, you're right. He says it's rules, different rules for men. We're the king. There's some things that y'all might not want to do, but it got to get done.
Can I say this?
Yeah, the best.
Morbidly obese, talented, talentless folks who claim to like rap and really just point up at the ceiling and yell, come on, y'all. What do we expect out of them intellectually?
Yeah,
what do we
sexually.
Really? I get it if maybe Sting got off the rails a little bit, but he's got a little something more. He's got a little more. This guy's a completely talentless hack who sounds like he has like a seventh grade education. Like, is there really, what do we expect out
of
him?
Yeah, are we all that outraged?
He's a rap. What does everyone rap? I mean, he doesn't rap, but when he points to people, the people
Major
he pointed
key
at
alert.
Are yelling, bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Like, what do you want out of that? What do you want out of, what do you expect culturally and morally out of these people?
That's a very good point.
Like, I get it. Val Franken said that. Then it's time for some more discipline or whatever. But this is not Al Franken or Charlie Rose. This is a big fat blob of non-talent who probably just it's a big sack of non-talented shit. What do we expect out of him?
Adam,
some sort
of
enlightened worldview?
Do you have security?
Yeah, no, Callan might come for you.
Yeah,
he's not a Lothario, is what I'm saying. So The Rock weighed in. The Rock took this opportunity to weigh in on Twitter saying, quote, ahem, clears throat. As a man, I take great pride in mastering all performances. This is probably a little TMI. I will now quietly excuse myself from this thread.
The
Rock just wants to make
more.
Sure everybody knows.
Does he need his name out there
so
more?
Good.
He's in every single movie ever made.
He's the best.
I love it. So
I'm just saying, we're getting to the point.
He's going for that female vote.
We're getting to the point where we're trying to figure out what Dave Chappelle or another comedian or a rapper is saying about this or that. Maybe we should just let them do what they do.
Yeah.
And if they have opinions that are not as evolved as we would like, that'll be their opinion.
No.
And we can think about it. But. I don't know that anyone who's in these positions, these non-positions of any, by the way, is it going to affect some sort of public policy or young girls are going to grow up not thinking they can get their box munched. You don't want that, do you? Do you want a young girl to grow up and think she lives in a world where no one's going to eat her pussy? You don't want that? I have a daughter.
Do you think? She will know that it is possible.
Hey, bad and worse news. 77 cents on the dollar and no box munching.
The oral goes one way and one way only.
That's right. Who cares what this big asshole thinks?
You're right. All right, let's change gears.
If there's anyone on the planet we needed to know their opinions on less or judge less, could you think of another human being? I can think of a handful of dead people that would be ahead of him on the list.
That's a very good point. I'm going to make you happy now, Adam, because that was very upsetting. The actor who plays Sir Gregor Clegane on Game of Thrones was crowned the strongest man in the world over the weekend. Icelandic builder Hafþór Julius Björnsson, known best for his portrayal of the Mountain on Game of Thrones, won the World's Strongest Man competition in the Philippines. The two-day event included several tests of strength, including a bus pull, a keg toss. It's the first time he's ever won. He's finished second in 2017 and 2016. Here's the video from Instagrammer Messonomics showing Björnsson achieving the new world record for deadlifting on the elephant bar with 1,041 pounds.
I'd say same thing to him. I'd say to the bitch with 18 bucks at the track, like, you don't want to go 1,050 pounds?
Even it out.
He's getting pumped.
Yeah.
making faces.
A lot of. There's got to be at least 12 stacks of weights on each side of that 45-pound disc. And it's not that CrossFit BS either. That's real weight.
And when he picks it up, watch how the bar bends.
Also, he's a tall dude. Yep. It doesn't help being tall for the deadlift.
There he goes.
He's going for the new world record.
Here he goes.
He got
and,
it up.
And once he's up for a few seconds.
Yeah, we got to lock it off.
Done. The mountain. He's,
wow, how tall is he? Yeah, so you can find out how tall he is. Because it's pretty incredible to do that when you're a tall dude. The BART Junkie Station has zoom.us. Oh, it's so ironic. It's so perfect. You know all the stupid signs they put up at the airport and all forms of transportation? Max Pat will find it for us. But it's ironic. I mean, it's not Zoom's fault. It's all the junkies that are vomiting underneath their sign. But big sign, stop. You can stop it where it says it. There you go. You can stop it where it... Okay, don't stop. Stop it where it says it.
Meet happy.
And everyone has flopped out
with
a syringe hanging out of their arm. Fairly ironic, right? That those are the signs that are just above them.
The juxtaposition is
tragic.
It's tragic. Yeah. Okay. All right. But anyway, since we conquer third-hand smoke, we'll get to the real health crisis. All right. Let's do one more.
All right. Brian, this one is for you.
Here we go.
A company in Japan created a real-life transformer that goes from a towering robot.
6'9", by the way.
Damn, the mountain.
Yeah, real-life robot.
Real-life transformer. It goes from a robot to a car you can ride in, and we're showing footage of it right now. After 3 years of research and development, the corporation, the Azratech Corporation, unveiled the 12-foot-tall mechanical monster. As a car, it has a top speed of 37 miles per hour. As a robot, it actually walks, and we're watching it transform into a car right now.
It's a little slow to save the world, I'll be honest with you.
How dare you? It's a real transformer.
Yeah. It's a weird one because it is not, it's never... Sort of like the flying car, but the flying, I mean, someone's like trying to pitch me like, hey, want to go ride on a flying car? This is like an ultralight dune buggy with a kite sail over it and like a lawnmower with a fan on the back of it. It's like, that's not the Jetsons. That's not what we had. The flying car, the transporting car, and or the car that's a boat too.
Right.
It's not a boat or a car. That's the problem.
It's a semi-floatable car.
Right. I want to see the guy we saw earlier lifting this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the mountain that lifts the transformer.
That's got a real world application. Yeah, you just that big barbell. No real world application.
What is he doing now?
Yeah, the paradox of like the actual transforming robot into a car is neither the robot nor the car are particularly cool.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Your childhood is dead,
I know,
Brian.
It really is.
Yeah, but
this
either
is not
way.
Not realistic at all.
Nah, but it's fine.
He has a Trump hat, no?
Yeah, maybe. Big red hat.
He has a red hat. I don't feel like this is Trump country.
I don't feel like this is MAGA.
But so, and it goes 37 again. Let's get to 40 miles an hour. Yeah. Let's bet 20 miles an hour. And let's make... Look, he could have handled 1,050 pounds.
Is 37 it's Japanese. Is that that's got to be a conversion from...
Listen to you.
It could be, but it's still not... It's still a weird number because... Oh, maybe not. 0 to 60 is 60... 62 miles an hour is 100 kilometers an hour. So if you see a speck...
Yeah.
That says, the car's 0 to 62. In this fantasy, you go, why 2? It's because 0 to 100 kilometers. Sorry.
37 miles per hour is 59.54. Yeah. So I'm guessing it's 60 kilometers an hour, and they rounded down to 37. Is my guess.
Yeah.
It's Japanese. Why are they doing miles?
All right. Let's bring it on.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad.
I like
and
it.
That's the news.
Yeah. Crop drop. Gina.
That was the news with Gina Grad.
The Adam Carolla Show is brought to you by Simply Safe. We recommend Simply Safe to everyone we know around here. You got it. Check it out. Go to simplysafe.com/Adam and check that out. And also, let's not forget about our good friends podcast, Rich and Susie. We love Susie Schuster and Rich Eisen. These guys have both been on the show, and they're great, and you should check out their podcast at Podcast One. Go to Podcast Sportsnet and Apple Podcasts as well. So sports at Podcast Sportsnet and Apple Podcasts as well. Check them out. Us, live everything everywhere. Just go to AdamCarolla.com. The cruise, the podcast masterclass, all the folks coming up. Billy Zabka and Ralph Macchio coming up tomorrow. Rob Riggle and Larry Miller coming up later on this week. Gad, thanks for coming back.
Thank you for having me. Merci beaucoup. Thank you so much.
I don't speak Mexican, but God bless you. The God Netflix you. Special, American Dream, is the name of Gad's special. It's available on Netflix, as mentioned, and live shows coming up. Go to Gad, just GADcomedy.com if you want to find out.
Tomorrow in Vegas.
And tomorrow in Vegas. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Vinny Tortorich. Gad Elmaleh.
Oh, oui, thank you.
And it's the phonetic spelling my crew does. Gina Grad and Paul Bryan say mahalo. Young girls are going to grow up not thinking they can get their box munched.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow Ace on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. Stand up Thursday, May 17th, Cleveland's Agora Theater with the Ace Man. Detroit Royal Oak Theater on May 18th. And then the taping of the stand-up special in Portland, Oregon on June 9th. Tickets and info on all the live podcasts, major events, books, movies, and more. Go to AdamCarolla.com.